Climate activists expecting a show trial in Fall River this week instead got an unexpected show of support from the Bristol County District Attorney. Two men who used a lobster boat to block a coal shipment headed for Brayton Point Power Station were facing four criminal charges, but the DA announced yesterday that his office was dropping those charges and committing to leadership in addressing climate change. WCAI's Heather Goldstone has been following this case, and she joins me now. Good afternoon, Heather.
Good afternoon.
So take us back to the morning of May 15th, 2013. What exactly happened?
Well, going back even before that, Brayton Point Power Station in Somerset, Massachusetts, is the largest coal-burning power plant in New England. So Jay O'Hara and Ken Ward are two climate activists. They want to see Brayton Point shut down immediately and permanently. Shy of that, they decided to take direct action to disrupt operations. And they knew that on May 15th, 2013, a barge carrying 40,000 tons of coal was due to arrive. So they had purchased and renamed a lobster boat, the Henry David T, for Henry David Thoreau, of course. They drove it up the shipping channel, and just off of the dock where that barge was due to come in, they dropped a 200-pound anchor that was chained to the keel of the boat overboard, making themselves essentially unmovable. And with Coast Guard and police presence and all of this, they sat there for about 7 hours, making it impossible for that barge for a full day to unload its coal.
Now, Ward and O'Hara were arraigned on four criminal charges, including conspiracy and negligent operation of a motor vessel. If convicted, they could have been sentenced to 2 years in jail. Instead, the district attorney dropped the charges. How much of a surprise was that?
Well, it was definitely a surprise. They had been planning, really, a show trial. They were planning to use what's called a necessity defense, which essentially is an argument that some illegal action was made necessary in order to prevent a larger harm, a greater harm than would have been posed by their own actions. So sometimes this is used, say, to justify drunk driving if you're trying to get someone who's been mortally wounded from a remote area to a hospital, that sort of thing. In their case, they were saying climate change is such a crisis that this action was warranted. And after a little bit of research, I have to say, I was very skeptical that this trial was going to go forward. Other climate-related necessity defenses have been thrown out by judges. There's not a great history of necessity defenses being accepted in Massachusetts. So, in fact, I was not there on Monday morning for the pretrial hearing. I had someone who was involved in some of the protests and demonstrations going around this trial giving me a call to let me know whether or not the trial was even going forward. And she called me late on Monday morning and said, "You are not going to believe what just happened." The district attorney just walked out of the courthouse and made this announcement out on the steps saying that they were dropping the criminal charges. He called climate change, quote, one of the gravest crises our planet has ever faced, and then committed to leadership on the issue. And she shared with me her cell phone video of that. So let's hear a little bit of that.
The political leadership on this issue has been gravely lacking. I am heartened that we were able to forge an agreement that both parties were pleased with and that appeared to satisfy the police and those here in sympathy with the individuals who were charged. I am also extremely pleased that we were able to reach an agreement that symbolizes our commitment at the Bristol County District Attorney's Office to take a leadership role on this issue.
Amen.
Now, the agreement that was reached, was it a plea bargain?
No, both the DA's office and the defendants say this was a mutual agreement. The charges were either dropped in the case of the conspiracy charge they were facing or downgraded to civil infractions. So there's no more possibility of jail time. And then the defendants were not charged with a fee, but instead they offered to pay $2,000 in restitution to the city of Somerset for the costs that were incurred by them being essentially immovable and the efforts that were put into getting them out of that space.
How about the defendants? Are they happy with the outcome, or are they disappointed that they didn't get their day in court?
I honestly think they're still trying to figure that out for themselves. They said that comparing the potential impact of the trial to the situation with the DA is kind of like comparing apples and oranges, both good but completely different. And when I asked them if congratulations were in order, Jay O'Hara waffled a little bit.
Maybe it's not congratulations, but at least attaboy. You know, it's kind of a strange, unexpected position to be in where the person who is prosecuting you all of a sudden is standing out in front of the courthouse saying essentially we need to do direct action and civil disobedience because the climate issue is not at the forefront of our political discussion.
Ward and O'Hara both say their greatest disappointment in all of this is that Brayton Point is still open. And D.A. Sutter has been careful to say that any precedent set by this agreement is limited to extremely similar cases in Bristol County. Whether or not it's what he's intending there, Ward and O'Hara both say they take that as encouragement for others to go out and similarly try to blockade this power plant.
For real, an encouragement for other people to do the same thing, to blockade the power plant.
They say they've done it and they've gotten away with it.
That's WCAI science editor Heather Goldstone. Thanks, Heather.
My pleasure.
Our weekly conversations with Heather are part of the Living Lab Radio Project. Major support for Living Lab is provided by the Grantham Foundation for the Protection of the Environment. Additional support is provided by the Candida Fund.